Hi, everyone. It's Sunday afternoon. It's about, it's really 20 minutes to 5. And this was my day off. And I'm supposed to, I had lots of things to do on my day off, believe it or not. I had the call last night, and we were in Da Nang Harbor on our way back up to the line. I don't know whether we're at Fubai or Wonder Beach. We're in very close, wherever we are, though. I suspect it might be Fubai, maybe Wonder Beach. It's hard to tell. We're in so close that you can distinguish the trees and all, and the foliage on the beach. It kind of looks like Cape Cod. Well, I'd say it really looks like South Carolina. You know, the beach is down around Myrtle Beach. But it sort of looks like Cape Cod in kind of a dune-like fashion, but with the greenery around. I'm on the seaside, you know, and I'm looking out the porthole, and it's, I'm just looking out to sea now, but on the other side, I thought maybe I could give you a little better description, and of course, the Vietnamese fishing boats go by all the time. So, anyhow, this is, as I say, this is Sunday afternoon, and it is my day off, but you know, even though you have a day off on board ship, you always have lots of things you have to do. I went to early Mass, and after Mass, I went up on the sun deck for an hour, about 10:30 to 11:30, I guess. It gave me a little bit of color, but I couldn't stand the heat any longer. It gets so hot. The white, you know, absorbs the heat and everything, and really is warm. So, but just enough to get some color because I was getting kind of pale looking, not having been out in the sun for a couple of weeks. Then, I came back down and showered and washed my hair and did all these kind of things that you have to worry about when you're living out here. And I had to go to a meeting at 2 o'clock in the chief nurse's office. And then at 3 o'clock, we had a cake-cutting ceremony with coffee and ice cream and cake down in the recovery room for our 5,000th surgical patient, 5,000th operation. We did him day before yesterday, I guess. He was a craniotomy, but he was a good cranny. That is, he's going to be all right. He's going to get his function back and his arms and everything, and he'll be okay. He's a boy by the name of David McCune from Ridgefield, Connecticut, and I that night Father offered the Mass for him, which I thought was awfully good of him. And he did come along quite well. It could have been one that died, you know, and that would have been terrible. And last night I had the duty, and I had a case about, we had a show on the ship called Fantail Follies, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But just as the show ended, I was in having a Coke with a couple of people, the exec and the chief nurse and somebody else, when they called me that we had an emergency. It was one of the nurses, and believe it or not, she had appendicitis. So we went down and we did her, and she did quite well, did beautifully, as a matter of fact. And that was my only case for the night, so I got to bed about 2 o'clock, and I went to Mass this morning at 8:45. As I said, went out on the sun deck, and I had breakfast after Mass and the sun deck, and here I am now back after the cake cutting ceremony and all the other things. I took pictures of it, so I suppose it'll come out, and if it does, I'll send them to you. As I said last night, we had the Fantail Follies, which is a show they put on twice a year, and of course it's all homegrown talent. There's nobody in it that's professional. I don't know that we've had any USO shows out here since I've been here. I guess maybe they have, but, you know, I'm down in that hole, and I never get out to see anything. So I couldn't really tell you much about it if they did have it. But I was looking to see if they had a program. Well, first of all, they had an orchestra on the ship, which it's a band, led by the chaplain. Two trumpets and two saxes and a drums and a banjo and piano, and they really did pretty well. They played a couple of numbers, and one of the men, the neurosurgeon, is from the mountains, Asheville, North Carolina, and he can play a mean banjo and sing. And of course, he was very good, and everybody enjoyed him. And then we had a barbershop quartet. Four of the men got together and sang. And then we had a skit. In the middle of the show, it was all up on the top deck. Oh, so hot. I've never been so warm in my life. But we survived, you know. Stayed to the bitter end. They got up there and they announced fly quarters. And it was so authentic. Everybody thought it really was fly quarters. And the people that are supposed to take off to go to their various stations just left. And, oh, they're sounding flat quarters now. I'll wait and see what it is. Well, they didn't announce it yet. Usually they announce it right away. But anyhow, when I say, announce, they say whether you're getting, how many litters you're getting and how many ambulatories you're getting. They're just flying into Da Nang. It doesn't, apparently we're not getting any casualties. So, however, we went to, I was telling you about the flight quarters, and they said that there were, for three, I forget what they said, three ambulatory patients, or what it was, they announced it. But anyhow, these three men came in, and they had, like paper boxes over there, had big ones painted with the color of the Marines' hat, and then they had their chest bared, and on their chest was a face painted, you know, hair and a beard and noses and everything, and then around their waist they had jackets so that it looked like just one great big face, you know, with the hat on. I don't know if I'm describing it very well. And then around their belly button they had painted a mouth. And they played the Marine Corps hymn on a tape recorder. And these guys were moving their abdominal muscles in and out. So it looked like they were whistling, you know, the Marine Corps hymn. Well, it was really funny if you could have seen these three men up there doing it. It turned out it was three of the doctors. And the nurses put on a very clever skit. What would happen if they took over if there was a mutiny on the ship? And it was really very well done. And two of the girls sang folk songs. And the Filipino stewards played some numbers. And then there was a group of kids that sang folk songs, too, and they did very well. And two of the Marines, two of the Marine patients, sang a song they wrote. And one of the boys used to work down in my department. I don't remember his name, but it was awfully good. They sang, it's a folk song, of course, with guitars. And they had that kind of voices that sing that type of music, but they sang the Battle of Cantien, and it was a very moving song. It was something they wrote. They said that Columbia Records were coming out to audition it, listen to it, and they hoped that they would be able to sell it. And it was as I said, of course, it was a very moving song and meaningful to most of us who were there. I wonder, though, if it'll sell with all the flower songs and all the protest songs in the States, if anyone would have time to listen to something like that. I don't think it's the kind of song people particularly want to hear. It's a very realistic song, very well done. In fact, I wish I could get the boys to put it on tape for me. Maybe if they're still here, I'll ask them if I gave them tape, they'll put it on tape for me. And it really is good. Speaking about that, we got a new nurse in yesterday. She's an Ensign Moison is her name. And Terry Moison, and she's from Arlington, Massachusetts. A little tiny thing and very, very cute little kid. And we were talking, and she told me that there's signs, and she said she took pictures of signs in Boston that it's you're prohibited to wear your military uniform. You will be prosecuted if you do, because they're trying to keep down the demonstrations with the hippies. Now, I was appalled. I simply couldn't believe that. I mean, if anybody should go, they ought to go. I mean, I have very strong feelings on this. If it's true, I would be, they would have to arrest me. That's the way I feel.